With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Saturday, November 28th, and here's the kind of thing that happens on the show that is so funny to me. Mark is telling me about how his family has been binge watching Succession, that amazing HBO show, and he took the opportunity of the lockdown to catch up on this show. And then he and his beloved got obsessed with it. They loved it. And I said, hey, you know what? I conducted an interview before the pandemic with one of the stars, with Brian Cox, who plays Logan Roy, the patriarch of this crazy media family. Mark, I guess, had forgotten I did that. I did it for CBS This Morning. And so we went and found the interview. And now, remember, this is pre-pandemic. In the first part of the interview, it's all about the hit show Succession. Here is the first part of our interview with Brian Cox.
Talk about your success on this show and how it seems to have just gained momentum every single episode from the first season right through to the second season.
Well, it's been a sleeper. It's been quite extraordinary. I mean, I think the show's been great from the word go, but it took a while for the public to get with it. And now they're with it with a vengeance. I mean, they love the show and they love the family. You know, the family they love, the family they love to hate.
What I want to know about Logan, or how you play Logan, is the business really his primary spouse and his primary concern, and everyone else just orbits around it?
Well, I think the key, and it's in episode 7 of the first, I mean, there's little reveals that the audience don't always get because it just passes rather quickly. And I think the reveal is it's an elaborate game, and it's the great game for Logan. And I think it's something to do with his childhood. It's something to do with his background. It's something to do with his kind of sense of non-affiliation, which he's had throughout his entire life. He's a self-made man. He's not... These are the Roys. They're not the Murdochs. They're not Redstone. They're not any of them. They're the Roys. And they are their own entity, and very much their own entity now. But Logan is a mystery wrapped up in an enigma, you know. And he is enigmatic. You don't quite know what he's thinking. He can be absolutely beastly, like born on the floor, you know, where he suddenly, the demonic comes out. But also, and this is the key, the other key to him, he does love his children.
Yeah, because in the end of the first season, spoiler alert, when he is embracing Kendall, I do think we feel love.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, I think, but he has this incredible, he can't help but being manipulative. It's like, it's in his DNA. But it's also to do with survival. It's to do with his own personal survival as well. And the one thing that Logan and I have in common is that we're both parentless. My father died when I was 8. My mother was institutionalized for quite a lot of because she had a massive nervous breakdown, so she couldn't really function. Mm. So, and Logan's mother dies quite early, and his father is just not even present. So, and also, now they've made him from my hometown. I mean, the bizarrest thing was I was playing him for 9 episodes from Quebec in Canada. That's what I was playing him as. He was born in Quebec. And then suddenly it was on the night. And I'd suggested I could play, that he could be Scots. And they were saying, oh, I'm not sure about that. No. Adam McKay was. Jesse Armstrong wasn't. So we played it, we did it. And then in the 9th episode, Peter Friedman, who is wonderful, plays Frank, who I keep firing and rehiring, he said, I've just done an ADR session and they've changed your birthplace. I said, what do you mean they've changed my... What do you mean they've changed my birthplace? He says, yeah, you're not a Quebecois anymore. You're from... Oh, I can't remember, he said. And he looked it up and said, oh, somewhere called Dundee, Scotland. I said, that's my hometown.
Well, what does that mean? So, like, Scots, I've been to Scotland only once, been to Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Tell me what that means as Logan's background and your background. What distinguishes a Scotsman?
Well, if he comes from the sort of background that would be similar to mine, it's deprivation. Mm. On a massive scale, particularly, well, he's older than me, by the way. Logan is actually 9 years older than me. You know, I'm not as old as Logan. I have to act old for that.
I know, it must be hard.
It's tough. But what happened was that he's so much that, so much more. He does come from this similar background. And so I understand what that background is. And also, he's of a generation, he would be the same age as my late brother. And there were people who were orphans who were then sent to Canada as young children. And it, clearly his mother died, and clearly he went, probably came to Canada when he was during the Second World War and as a refugee. Mm. And that happened. There was a sort of kinder transport that did that. So that's the background. So I understand his roots. And I think because they wanted it more and more personal, that they allowed, they started to write Logan in a particular way that they didn't quite write him in the first series.
If you were going to encounter this family, and you being Brian Cox today, yeah, how would you describe them?
Dysfunctional.
And what else?
Quintessentially dysfunctional. Slightly tragic.
I think tragic. Yeah. That's exactly when you say, I mean, I feel like this is a Shakespearean drama. As much as everyone in media wants to, you're right, put the imprint of which family is which thing in each of the sequences.
But it is a tragic element. And it's also, you also have to understand that, you know, it is a morality tale. It's very, very strongly a morality tale. So it is reflecting the morals of the time we live in. You know, all the stuff that's, you know, going on with people who have entitlement. You know, this curse of entitlement.
Yeah, I think that's funny because I do think that Logan has love for his kids, but disdain because they haven't done anything.
No, they haven't done anything, and it's not their fault. And he also knows that he's ultimately responsible. He doesn't shirk that. He does love you. I mean, that was the first thing I said to Jesse. I said, does he love his kids? He said, oh, yeah, he loves his kids. And, of course, once you've done that, he does love his kids. But it's the fact that the world and the morals of the modern world are actually reflected in that family and reflected in the show.
So it's almost as if it were the Game of Thrones in a corporate setting, because it is a game, right?
Yeah.
And so when you start the third season of Logan, what do you want to happen for Logan?
Well,
I know it's not your, you don't necessarily get a vote, but.
No, I don't get a vote. And in a way, I learned very quickly the strength, the beauty of the show is that you don't know what's going to happen. And at first, that irritated the hell out of me because I'm an actor who likes to prepare. I know what I like to know what I'm doing, but quickly it became that I wouldn't know what I was doing, and I got a frisson from that. I thought, oh, this is good because I don't know where I am. And you know, many, many years ago, a great director, now no longer with us, once said to me that character is contradiction. All character comes out of contradiction. That a character becomes a character when he or she contradicts themselves. That's character. And Logan is full of those little contradictions. Oh, he's like that. He cares that. His relationship with his daughter. His, you know, relationship with his nephew, his great nephew. And also, he is smart enough to know how to make that work to an advantage that will suit his game, his family game, his business.
Well, that's it for our Saturday broadcast. Tomorrow, we will bring you the second part of our interview with Succession's Brian Cox. If you have a financial question, we're always here for you. Just send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com, askjill@jillonmoney.com. As always, wash your hands, wear your masks, and maintain that physical distancing. Don't forget to put your hands metaphorically on someone's back and do something nice for somebody today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.